you wanna be like. All those beautiful people wanna be, don't you wanna be like.
It's time to get on set, walk the runway, and get scouted. ModelScouts.com proudly presents Model Talk Radio with your host, Aaron Marcus. In this program, you'll learn how to get discovered, find work, and navigate the business of modeling and acting. And now, here is your host, Aaron Marcus.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus, your host on Model Talk Radio. Because I'm traveling back from a workshop in Toronto today, this interview has been pre-recorded and no phone calls can be taken. If you have any questions, feel free to email them to me at modeltalk@modelscouts.com, and I will answer them for you later. For the next hour, we'll be talking about the acting and modeling industry. This forum will give you the opportunity to get an inside view of the acting and modeling business. Having this knowledge will allow you to get started or get more work as an actor and or model. Many people have mentioned to me that they were always interested in acting or modeling for themselves or their children, or they were told that they should be in magazine ads or on TV, but simply never pursued it. And perhaps they mistakenly thought that they were too old, not tall enough, they didn't live in a major market, or maybe they had no idea how to go about doing this. What I found is that quite often, without the right information and guidance, people are simply too scared to pursue the industry. So by listening to this program, which will run every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will learn from me and my guests the best way to get started and or get more work as an actor or model. And with the 26 plus years I've been working as an actor and a commercial model, I'll share with you in an honest and practical way the best way to enter or advance a career on a part or full-time basis. So once again, if you have any questions, just email me at modeltalk@modelscouts.com or at my website, howtomodel.com. So let me tell you about today's guest. This is going to be a really special day. His name is Bob Luke, and he is the owner of Bob Luke Studios in New York and L.A. and has been a professional acting coach and casting consultant for film, TV, and stage projects across the country and a personal manager on both coasts. He was previously the on-set acting coach for The Cosby Show. Films with Ron Howard, Mel Gibson, Meryl Streep, and Wes Craven, among others, and several New York soaps. Most recently, he worked with several of the voices in the live-action feature Racing Stripes, including Whoopi Goldberg, Joe Pantoliano, and Mandy Moore. He has discovered and guided many actors, young and old, to stardom, including supermodels, professional athletes, and numerous Miss USAs. His clients have won awards from the Daytime Emmy to the Oscar, and include Riley Smith of 24, Radio and New York Minute, Carrie Lynn Pratt of Seventh Heaven, Rachel Boston of American Dreams, and model Sharina Scott. She worked on The Gap, Revlon, Clinique, Brittany Daniel of Dawson's Creek and Club Dread, and Sarah Michelle Gellar of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Scooby-Doo, and The Grudge. Bob recently finished working with a wonderful young actress, 7-year-old Rachel Covey, on the set of the new Disney live-action musical fairy tale feature, Enchanted, starring Amy Adams, Patrick Dempsey, and Susan Sarandon. You can read more about Mr. Luke by visiting his site, BobLukeStudios.com. So, Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much, Aaron. Nice to be here.
Great. So, listen, I'm going to be able to ask you a question that I have never asked before and probably, my guess, will never ask again in the future. So, I've got to ask you, because you mentioned this to me a long time ago, what exactly were you doing on the faculty of the Special Forces School with the Green Berets of the U.S. Army? I mean, were you doing Stanislavski stuff with that? What was going on?
Yeah, that was it. It was acting training. Actually, I was, I think they realized pretty quickly that I was a little nuts. I was doing theater. I was fortunate after having gone to the Citadel, the military academy, having grown up as an Air Force brat, to then go to Fort Bragg, where they had an excellent theater program, and the local theater, which has developed into the Cape Fear Regional Theater, gave me the chance to start doing that. And when I did that while at the facility that housed the Special Forces School, I was the at the time the chief of academic records, and when I made first lieutenant, the three-star general who was in charge of special operations command thought that I was probably nutty enough that I could move up to the special forces school. So I actually became the administrative officer for the school, and not a better bunch of guys in the world. But it was, but we didn't do a lot of acting there. so it was an interesting dichotomy.
Got it. So how in the world did you go from working in the Special Forces School to coaching all movies and TV sets?
No, it's, I got such good training there. Learning the discipline of the military, really helps you give you the right mindset, I think, to be a professional actor. And again, with working with the directors that I had the opportunity to work with, like Lee Yop and Bo Thorpe and different and Leonard McLeod, people there in the Fayetteville, North Carolina area there and at Fort Bragg, who were all professional directors in their own right, I was just very fortunate to have a good mix of the two. And I was on orders to go to Germany after I made captain, and decided. I also, you know, we had this was at the time when they were developing the first American anti-terrorist unit that was evolved from the Special Forces School, and I realized that and